Well, good morning, everybody. Got a couple quick announcements. And one of the things we did last week that I'm going to continue until it doesn't work as well as it did last week, but after we're done with our guest speaker, I will open up the lines for Q&A, either about the topic that our speaker is being in or addressing or something that they have said, or any other questions that you may come up with, something that, a situation that happened this week as a wellness consultant or a product question or anything like that. So, and at the top of the hour, we'll try and wrap it up if that works out for you guys. So that's kind of the format that we're going to utilize for Saturday AM Live from this point forward, like I said, until it changes. Real quick, what we've got coming up, I have got what I call the Royal Diamond lineup, and usually I don't get into a lot about different people's ranks. However, the next three guests that we have coming, Reed Nelson, a good friend of ours, lives across town from us, and Reed and I have been collaborating for the last year on the Portland Wellness Center. It's working well. We can be working better, not so much from our part, but just our group initiative and whatnot. But some neat things are going on. He'll be with us, fresh back from a family vacation in Hawaii, for the islanders, to pronounce it properly. And then we're going to take a break on the 12th, okay? So there will be no call on February 12th because I will be taking part in an expo event up in Seattle, and at 7 a.m. our time, I will not be able to be on the phone. But then we'll pick back up with, I'm hoping that I can squeeze this, I haven't 100% confirmed yet, either Julie Tara, or I'm hoping I can slide in Dave Stoltzfus. So those exact dates haven't been 100% confirmed, but those are the next three Saturdays that we will be having this call at a glance. And so hopefully you can tune into them. And then as always, if you can't tune into the call live, SaturdayAMLive.com will transfer you over to Steve Crowfoot's link at allswell.org, and you can catch the recording. And I bring that up right quick-like because I want to stress that this is the last time I'm going to mention it, and just say the collection will be closed after this point, but Nancy Cosman, who's been a long-time listener on the call, has the goodness of her heart says, you know, I want to bless Steve for all that he's done in making all these calls available on his website. They're absolutely free. Steve's never asked for a dime, but Nancy's taking up a collection, and we've collected quite a bit so far, but we want to collect some more. So, you know, even $5. And what I'm talking about, putting a $5 bill, I know you're never supposed to send cash in the mail, but even a $5 bill in an envelope or a $10 bill or whatever, and here's Nancy's address. And I want to make this appeal to our listeners that if you've ever used the website, clicked on it, it's a great thing to use for friends of yours that couldn't tune in at this time to have them check out the recording of these people and what they're sharing, because I guarantee you what Suzanne's going to share about her experience with Nikon, if you think about it, you're going to know somebody in that exact same scenario, and Suzanne's story could be just the thing to get them to say, you know, maybe I owe it to myself and to my family to check out what you keep telling me is so great about Nikon. Nancy's address is, last name is Cosman, K-O-S-M-I-N, real simple address, 414 Dunbar Lane, D-U-N-B-A-R Lane, and the city is Highland Heights, just like it sounds, two word, Highland Heights, Ohio, and the zip code is 44143. Again, that's 414 Dunbar Lane, Highland Heights, Ohio, 44143, and it's Nancy Cosman. So that's the last time I'm going to mention. I'm not going to belabor it anymore, but we just really wanted to say thank you to Steve for all of his years of service, with no compensation, literally, because he doesn't sell his service. He's just done this because he wants to, and I thought it would be nice to pay him back a little bit.